So working overnight in the pump house in Ardsbeg, and it's technology computer related. And what happened then in the course of doing essential maintenance, by the way, as well, just to point that out, it had to be done. Some sort of upgrade on the computer system, and then unfortunately the computer system crashed as they were ongoing, and that just obviously led to more problems then. So as a result now, as you rightly say, Dunmore and elsewhere will be later on today. Fulgiara at the minute apparently have water, I'm told about 50% going to be listening to people there. But hopefully by this evening, everybody should be back by this evening, full pressure again, assuming nothing else happens over the course of the day, that is, no bus or nothing, etc. And obviously no airlocks either, or where possible, no airlocks anyway. But that's really where it's at the minute, and it's just a difficult time for all, and clearly back to the situation again. We talked about this morning too, the supply of water is becoming an issue all around Donegal. The reservoirs are not keeping up with demand. There's not that much rainfall coming down with the dry weather and everything else to give anything a chance to get replenished. That's why you have your overnight restrictions down Downing's, Mufford, that area, elsewhere. We will probably see that as well here too in the Fulgiari area. I think it's fair to say that in the next coming nights could end up that way as well, where the water will go off. But this morning, to be fair to the crew, as always, they are doing it. The water crew, the men on the ground, as always, the workers, they're doing their best to try and get this resolved. But as we speak at the minute, it's still ongoing there. At the minute, they're still trying, Donal, at the minute to get water back to everywhere where possible at the minute.
And it does seem in these cases that very often what's happening is effectively the Ishgairin are reacting to issues. They're reacting, they're firefighting, they're trying to fix things. It seems that what we haven't had as of yet is a real look at the whole of that supply around Clonmacnoise to see what's needed to actually get it to the point where we don't have these regular sporadic incidents, all of which are going to continue adding up.
Yeah, exactly. And like this conversation due this morning there as well with Ishgairin, and the thing seems to be, most to be fair, what's happening here at the minute, Donald, there needs to be a whole revamp of a whole new plan at the minute now for the Clonmacnoise area. For example, what has been done there at the minute, or what they're trying to do, they're probably working off, as they said themselves, a 10, 11-year-old plan as such. That's basically gone out the window now because it's obsolete, because things have moved on so much in Clonmacnoise area in particular. A lot of new building and all that kind of stuff has been on. There's more demand, more people have moved in, there's more demand on the water. The sewage plant as well is by going, obviously. Same as Dunfanaghy, same as Cuesta there. All those three towns need upgrades to the sewage. But at the minute, we're meeting what Aries Water test of September. Myself and my colleagues are meeting with them, and we'll be bringing it up that day, pushing the gale, to see what's going on here in Fulgiara. But obviously as well, what the approach is on, we need a whole new plan for Fulgiara. We need a whole revamp. Just they need to go back to the drawing board and see exactly what do they need.